Hello, Internet Land. I'm Don Bishop. This is the Grenville Chronicles podcast. Kind of. If you're watching right now, I am doing a live video on Facebook. I will take this video with audio that I'm recording separately, so we have it better, in better quality, hopefully. And I will upload this to YouTube and to the audio podcast. So this is the Grenville Chronicles podcast. If you're hearing this not live in the podcast channel, yeah, then you would have heard the intro music before I started talking. But yeah, we are live right now. It's Friday night. Happy Cinco de Mayo. It is May 5th. And this is an in-betweeny talkisode. So this is not the episode that I promised last time. Next episode will be the chat with Martin L. Shoemaker about linguistics and constructed languages.
I actually love inventing languages, but I never seem to get to the actual spoken language. I always do pretty well with the text, and then it crashes, or I lose it.
So this is my daughter, Rose, and she's, like, legit. She has made up codes, code languages with her friends at school.
Thanks to Riley, and we have a official spy code, which I will not share here because, duh, it's secret.
Yeah. And so we wanted to show you Rose's painting that she did, and we have another guest, it looks like, maybe. So Rose painted this thing, and I think it looks great. She was at a friend's house, and
I wanted they to got start her a paint.
And gave her some paints and this big paper to paint it on.
It's huge, see?
She's
and look, this is my friend Emerson. He's falling down the waterfall because he insisted. And then this is the Argo 2 from Rick Riordan's Heroes of Olympus series. I'm a big fan of Percy Jackson in general.
And I'm also here with Thistle.
And I make miniatures. If you ask us, I can probably make you something specific. If you ask. See? And then inside has pages. Made this one too. It's a little thing I'm going to give to somebody. And a miniature pencil. It's actually a really like thick pencil lead, really, with tape wrapped around a little tag I made.
But Rose makes some great miniatures. It's really nice.
Yeah, I love making miniatures.
I wish I had more of her work to
lapis.
To show.
Oh, you do have this painting. Lapis before?
Oh, and yeah, this is another painting she did.
I painted him this. Like for his birthday. There's little sandpiper tracks in the sand. A clam, I don't know if you can see it. But yeah, there's the big brown blotch there is a piece of driftwood.
So, did you want to show them anything else?
I don't have it right here, but yeah, if you want a miniature anything, ask me. I can probably make it now or when I have access to our polymer clay. Because some things I can only make with polymer clay, so sorry. But yeah, otherwise I can make stuff for you.
Yeah, and speaking of these girls, and speaking of Martin L. Shoemaker, what's the intersection? Well, you don't know that yet. So last week we went to a spring carnival at their school. It was just in the parking lot and on the school grounds. It was cool. There were a couple of bouncy things. No,
mostly slide.
There were some bouncy things.
It's a frame I made. One of the corners I haven't gotten around to sticking. But I stuck them with super glue so it wouldn't break because it's tiny. And I colored it so it looks like ebony dyed with a cherry wood stain. So this is going to frame a miniature picture.
Oh, Thistle wants to say something really quick. Okay.
And the spring festival was very fun.
Yeah. So they had, what did you like to do there? You liked the bouncy thing, right? There were two bouncy things.
Three.
Well, yeah, but I know that she went on two. I don't think she went on a third. But yeah, there was food and there were booths. So the booths, I stopped and talked to some of the booths and propositioned to some of them to maybe be guests on the podcast. That's the intersection. I said, speaking of Rose and Martin L. Shoemaker, they intersect with this. He was a guest. You haven't heard that conversation yet, but that will be our next episode. It happened a couple of weeks ago. It's already recorded. I just need to get around to editing it. And I have more guests. So at the Spring Carnival, I talked to these people and thought they might be nice. Might be a nice plug for the, like, to join the podcast for an episode, because I'm writing a fantasy novel and there are things that I don't know about, that I've learned something about, but I need to learn more about how life is like without as much technology as we have. So there's a candle. There's a candle maker.
Candles?
That I talked to.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Wait, nope. Where did I get? Oh, it's just, sorry. The card has some C's. There's some alliteration. That's where
It's Krusty Krull. That's soap.
I know. I'm getting there.
It's soap making. It's
soap. The business name starts with K. And so I hadn't really read the card. Not a candle maker. It's a soap maker.
I thought it was candles too. But they make a lot of different soaps and it smells really good. There's like different designs. Layers and
twirls. It's actually...
glitter, even.
Two soap makers that I talked to.
Oh, I only saw that.
So we might actually have two episodes talking about how to make soap and what soap was like back in the old days.
Why not?
And I think that would be fun to explore.
If you have them both together, they can compare and contrast.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I haven't even emailed these people yet. Life's been very busy.
I know.
I need to email them. But there's a leather worker. And he does it as a hobby. He's just, that's his hobby. But yeah, I think it'd be great to have him. Physical permiso, me está sin incomodando.
Okay.
And there's, I don't know if I'm gonna, maybe. This guy's a baker, technically.
Technically?
His focus isn't on breads. He makes bean pies.
Yeah, those bean pies were delicious.
So I think it'd be fun to learn about bean pies.
In case you don't know what bean pies are, they're like, imagine a pumpkin pie. With, if you've ever tried mochi, not the squishies, the food, like Asian food. So imagine a cross between mochi and pumpkin pie. And if you haven't tried mochi, you should. It's delicious.
Now here's one. This is Bird's Eye Designs. I don't handmade decor and apparel or decor. Ooh. I don't remember what they had. I don't remember what they had at the carnival. But I guess she's got a Facebook page. But when we do that episode, we'll talk all about it. And these people will have the opportunity to plug their craft as well.
And there's this really great... these really great people who usually make miniatures, but for events, they make 3D printed animals, like fidgets. I don't have it here right now. It's upstairs, but we bought one, and it's a little gray bearded dragon about this long, 3D printed, and if you shake him, he sounds like a rattlesnake, because his tail is segmented, so it rattles, segmented and stuck together on, like, ball and socket joints, so it rattles. And he's really cute too. They're nice and they're pretty high quality. And what fascinated me was they make 3D prints and miniatures.
Oh, speaking of 3D prints, so I have a 3D printer, and actually there's this thing at work where somebody is gonna go away, move on to another unit, and my boss asked if I might be able to print this emblem. We'll see. I've started working on the 3D model. But moving on to other things, just to let you know what's going on in our lives. Things are busy. Obviously, I've said that, and I'm sorry to keep saying it. But our old house, our rental house, we got paid finally to remediate things. It was a little bit less than we were hoping, and so we've got to figure out what we're going to not remediate and what we need to take advantage of and fix. Don't make so much noise.
It fell.
So that's something that's on our plate now. I'm not working next week, and I'm going to be spending my days probably figuring out doing things at the old house. Also, I've been trying to do things at this house, and we're still trying to settle in. You can see that I've turned the desk around right now. You can't see the desk, but you can see these doors, which normally are behind you. As you look at me, normally I'm right there. But I turned the desk around because I needed to take everything away from the walls. Now the desk is in the middle of the room. And hopefully come Monday, the painter will be here and paint this room so it's not this heavy orange.
I disagree, though. I want this orange.
I don't dislike the color, but I don't want this much of it all around me.
Why? It makes me think of oranges. And if you can't eat an orange, what's better than to have a whole room of orange? It's an orange peel color.
Burnt orange peel color.
No, it looks like orange.
It's called burnt orange.
Yeah, but it looks like orange peel.
Burnt orange peel.
Not burnt orange peel. It looks like dried orange peel, not burnt. Burnt orange peel would be black, same as everything else burnt.
Okay, so yeah, trying to move into this house, trying to finish up that. And we've been in this house for 4.5 months. But we actually have, we are fortunate to have been able to buy a house. Not that we were looking for it, but we have a pool in our backyard. And so I've taken the cover off the pool. I've gotten the water clear. And
yeah, like you can see the bottom of the pool 8 feet down.
It's still cold, though.
Yeah.
But
it's May and it's not hot. Come on.
So that's. I wonder if I need to feel bad about working on the pool before we have other things in place yet. But no, I'm trying to build a life of sanity where we can do some relaxation sometimes. So that's something else that will be nice when we finally get there. It looks nice. Now, actually, next week, Lila is going across the country to her late mother's house. And it has an apartment on the back that is empty and needs a renter. So she's going to go take care of that. I am not going to work next week. I took off of work so that I can be here with the kids. And yeah, so that's what's going on. Also next week, not the entirety of next week, but my parents will be here. So these guys will get to play with Grandma and Grandpa. And also my sister is coming. So hopefully we'll do a podcast while she's here. And because she's done some writing too, and her husband actually published a book.
Yeah.
And you can look it up. It's called Orca. Oh, what's the subtitle? It's right there. The New Alliance. Here you go. Here you go, Tim. Orca, The New Alliance by Timothy Roan.
I personally think the cover needs a little work. It's not bad exactly.
This is the second version. I've read the first one, but he told me that there were significant differences between the old one and the new one. I have not read the new one yet, even though this version came out 6 years ago.
6 years ago?
No, yep. 2017. I'm sorry. Life has been crazy. So crazy. But I will read it. And yeah, you can go and look that up right now. Orca, The New Alliance by Timothy Roan. You can order it just like I did. And other things going on. I hope we're not getting too boring. Yeah, my sister's coming. They'll get to play with their cousins. It'll be a lot of fun.
They're like the cousins I've had the least contact with.
Because except
all our family lives everywhere.
Since we're still like moving in, Lila was like, we can't host. We're not prepared to host. We can do your parents, but not more than that. So actually, my sister and her kids are going to be at the house that smells like smoke.
It doesn't smell like smoke. It smells like rotten cabbage now.
It still smells like smoke. If you went in there today, don't touch the desk. The microphones are on the desk. Oh. When you touch the desk, there's going to be some amount of boom in the microphone. It might be soft, but just try not to touch it. So yeah, there are rooms where the smell is weaker, and we figure maybe they can burn a candle, and my mom is going to bring this really fancy air purification system that she just bought recently.
And we're going to be able to do face painting together. Because I have a face painting kit and I like using it. And Grandma Carolyn got it for me, actually.
Yeah.
She had one first. She has a huge one. Maybe she probably didn't bring it, but we can share mine.
Yeah. Interesting things going on in our lives. Just wanted to share that. But last night, we went to the local middle school orchestra concert.
That was cool.
We don't have anybody in that school, but...
I will be next year.
Yeah. Rose will be in that school next year.
And I won't be in orchestra next year.
Yeah, she's not planning on doing seven. Orchestra.
Yeah, because there was a deadline, and if I didn't choose by then, we filled out a sheet that said our preferences for...
And I'm going to take them to the same middle school's band concert this coming Tuesday. Because culture is important. Take your kids to a concert. Go to a concert yourself. Culture is important. I already talked about these guys. I hope to have some more guests on the podcast. And actually, I spoke very briefly on Facebook today with somebody about coming on the podcast to talk about languages. Because he had shared a video talking about writing systems and just speculating on why we write right to left as opposed to left, because or top to bottom, or in two columns like this, or as the ox plows. It's
some
interesting
languages
stuff.
Actually, some ancient languages went like, because they were like thinking.
We need to get you girls in bed.
When you plow a field, it goes like that. Yeah. It doesn't just go like that. Because
silly
the animal plows like that, and then it turns. Oh, by the way, he might not have mentioned it, but we got a little snake.
Oh, yeah. That's something else. So
he
2 days ago.
It from the pool skimmer.
Yeah, the pool skimmer. I found the snake in the pool skimmer and pulled it out. And
it wasn't dead.
We looked it up, and I guess now it's a pet. We have it in an aquarium turned terrarium.
I had an aquarium for the fish I never ended up getting, which I'm still planning to
this
get.
This snake is called a...
Decay's brown snake.
Decay's brown snake.
And
it eats slugs and snails and earthworms.
In fact, I gave it an earthworm today. I think it might have eaten because it wasn't bumping against the glass trying to get out. Oh, we named it Houdini the Great because I wanted to name him Alexander the Great, but Mama wanted to name him Houdini because he escaped the terrarium. Like, Thistle forgot to close the lid after she put her hand in. He somehow, I guess he climbed the branch.
Okay, so we need to wrap up. I have another... couple of things
he climbed
to hit
a branch
here.
And got out, and then I don't know where he was. We were looking for him, and then they came by again, and there he was, like really close to his terrarium. So I grabbed him and put him in. So we named him Houdini the Great, which is a compromise between Alexander the Great and Houdini.
Alexander the Great.
So just a couple of more things.
That's not what we're doing.
In closing, so in order to help us build the podcast, please tell us what you think. You know, give us engagement because the algorithms like that. So comment, tell us what you think, ask us questions, give us comments, likes. When we publish this with the podcast, that's the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. You can go and listen to it right now. This will be the next episode, just this mini little talk episode. I guess not so mini, but I'm going to upload it in the podcast channel. So subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the video format if you like on YouTube, tell your friends about it, but honestly, tell us what you think. We ask questions sometimes and we really are interested in your responses. Right now I'm drawing a blank on specific questions we've had, but look on the Twitter. Look up TS Pedramon on Twitter. That's the pen name I'm using for the Grand Hill Chronicles.
Like the time you asked.
T.S. Pedram on Twitter. Or you can search for at Grand Hill Chron. Grand Hill is GrendHillChron. Grand Hill Chron.
Hill.
And tell your friends. And remember our Fantasty contest that we announced. First time I announced it was in a blog post, I think. But we announced it in our last podcast episode formally and gave the details, most of them. So help us out with the last detail. So the Fantasty contest was conceived by a slip of the tongue. Lila was trying to say fantasy, and it came out Fantasty. And so what we want to see is your tasty stuff. What you're cooking, what you're growing in your garden. Don't send us restaurant fare, but show us what's tasty. And
relating to the story.
It doesn't have to relate to the story. No, just anything. Like if you're making homemade tacos, we want to see that. If you're growing tomatoes in your garden, show us those luscious fruits, vegetables, whatever. And you can tweet it at me, at GrenhillCron, or you can email it to fantasty@thorn.link. And the podcast, the Fantasty contest winner will be chosen from among our newsletter subscribers. So you do need to subscribe to the newsletter in order to be selected as a winner. And you can do that at thorn.link/grenhill/newsletter. I should shorten that URL. Or just go to thorn.link and I'll put a link on there directly to the newsletter. It's not there yet, but if you go to thorn.link/grenhill, it is on that page a little bit lower down on the left. But yeah, tell us what you think, because we have not selected the prize yet. We're thinking some kind of coupon or gift card.
Tell us what kind of gift card. Can't be like a selection of miniatures just for free.
Because then you have to make the miniatures.
Yeah,
now,
I
if
love
you
making,
want to,
yeah,
okay.
That's what I want. I love making miniatures, and I want to have an excuse to be able to make miniatures.
If that's what you want, then tell us that. Rose likes to make miniatures.
Me too.
But I'm thinking, since it's Fantasty,
maybe food-related miniatures.
Maybe a food-related gift card. Because that's a lot more practical. That's something common that people appreciate.
What about?
You get a gift card, whether it's to Taco Bell or to Olive Garden, whatever.
What if you can pick between, like, when you win, what if you can pick between gift card or miniatures?
Maybe. I don't know. Give us ideas. Tell us what you want to see this prize to be. So the Fantasty contest runs till the end of June. Of course, I reserve the right to extend it if we don't have enough buzz yet. But yeah, tweet it at GrenhillCron or email it to fantasty@thorn.link. You know what? If you want to do that, you do one of those two things, and I'll send you the link so you can subscribe to the newsletter and be entered to win the contest. But yeah. I think, no weirdness on camera. I told you, we talked about this beforehand.
You're
Wait,
being
no weirdness on camera. Oops. All right, yeah, I think we're done for tonight. It is late. We need to go to bed. And so, hi, Brother Brazier. Thanks for watching again. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.